DeSoto, Kansas. Ammunitions built 1941.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, if we don't kill a bird today, inevitably it's because Gabbard, you know, the squirrel came out. They picked him up. They picked up that same quick. They don't want to mess with a flying squirrel. And if we don't kill one today, we don't have a bird coming here.
It's on him.
He's not coming hunting with us again.
No.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. Let me go ahead and tell you what's going to happen. You know, I think Thomas and Tony over there talking strategy. They're not moving a muscle together. They're into this. We're over here just talking about the flying squirrel, and I think we're going to be the ones that end up with a bird. What do you think, Dustin?
There's no question about it.
Yeah. Dadgummit. The Gaffer's picking his nose. Isn't he picking his nose?
He is picking his nose.
That's a bird. That's a gobbler. It's going to walk right down in front of their blind. We got a little Jake coming in. Looks like he's pretty interested in our decoys right now. Let's see what happens. About 30 yards off to my right now. Coming in pretty good.
Got about a 2-inch line of beard.
The whole flying squirrel thing really started, what was it, about 3-4 years ago?
It was against Denver. Brian Dawkins was playing, and he said, Gafford, go down and just basically spread out, flying squirrel style.
Right.
And was just like, dude, that white boy can roll.
Yeah.
And so, ever since then, we'd call him the flying squirrel just because the way he can cover punts.
Yeah.
He just kind of glides down the field really smooth. He sets little picks for guys.
It's an interesting tidbit.
Don't actually fly. They glide. Researchers in Missouri continue to learn more about this interesting creature. The only mammals that truly fly are bats.
Pretty cool.
My alarm clock, this was pretty cool. Paige actually set this up for me. She got it set up to where every time I wake up, it's Mitch holding this. Touchdown, Kansas City. And then, you know, selfishly, the other ones are Gafford the snap, Coleman the hole, and a James Webb.
I was thinking, you know, it'd be great as if we did get Mitch to do some of this commentary, and he would just go straight back with Discovery Channel with it, like.
And so, on this crisp morning, in the rugged terrain near DeSoto, Kansas, four Chiefs teammates, past and present, would see their attempts at a wild turkey fizzle as the sun rose. But while the turkeys rejoiced, the spirit of competition among these men refused to subside.
All right, well, we just finished up with our hunt. We had some birds coming in the area. We had a couple gobblers talking to us, just couldn't get them in quite close enough. But anyway, we didn't shoot anything today, so we figured we got to have a little competition. We're going to practice on a target, and Thomas is going to lead us off. So here we go.
I'll show y'all how it's done.
He got away.
Uh-oh, he got away.
Puppy.
There ain't no way. That bird is dead as a doornail.
Higher?
You told me low.
I know.
See, this is a coaching error, not a
remember
player error.
Remember, all fanned out. Are all snappers like this? Are they confrontational? I mean,
see, we tell them this all the time. We want it here, laces out, and you know.
No, you tell me where you want it, and that's where I put it. So apparently, you want to shoot 5 inches higher than I did. All right, well, see.
I think that's a dead bird, boys.
That's a good shot.
Thomas, come take a look at this.
Let's take a look.
Just got to show you where I was aiming.
A little far back.
A little back?
Yeah.
That cow is worried about it.
The way we're shooting the bird now, see how he's turning around the back? This is what me and Dustin look at when Thomas is snapping. So this is kind of what we're used to seeing. Hey, Thomas, why don't you stand up beside it and we'll...
There you go.
And we'll pick which one we want to shoot.
We'll figure
just
out
which one
we're going to shoot here. He did.
I think we have a winner.